We're here with Australia's Mira Folks, the director of Judy and Punch, which had its Australian premiere at the Sydney Film Festival and is screening again later this week. Mira, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So first of all, Judy and Punch, can you tell us what is it? What is it all about?
Good question. Good question. Difficult to answer. It's a pretty unusual film. It's basically a sort of a fictionalised origin story about the infamous Punch and Judy puppet play. My version of this is sort of a live-action reimagining of Punch and Judy that sort of turns what we expect from the original on its head a little bit, and it's sort of a bit of a nutso, dark, fantastical fairy tale comedy.
Okay, now you refer to the original Punch and Judy show. Obviously, it's well known that it's quite a violent show, and there is some violence depicted in this movie. What was your approach to depicting the violent elements of this film, or violence more generally, in this movie?
Well, the overall tone of the film is sort of unusual and intentionally unusual, and it sort of jumps from the absurd to the ridiculous to the suddenly confronting. So there are moments of sort of almost slapstick sequences and ridiculous comedy, and then there are moments where the film turns tonally and it becomes something else again. There are violent elements. I think the violence is maybe handled in a tonally kind of unusual way. I think.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the tonal directions that it went and why you decided to go for a film that was tonally distinct and different and varied in many respects?
First and foremost, when I set out to make the film, I really wanted to create something that felt really fun, that felt kind of weird and engaging and like nothing we've seen before, and it felt like the world felt unique and strange. And then all of the sort of obvious political undertones in the film, the relationship to violence, what the film's commenting on in terms of gender, I liked the idea of approaching those sort of big, serious elements with kind of an absurdist comedic approach.
You mentioned that the film approaches and comments on matters of violence and gender. What do you believe, or what is your perception, is the approach that the film takes?
I think people should see the movie. It's kind of a difficult movie to talk about too much without spoilers.
Of course.
Other than to say, again, I mean, I really just set out to create something that felt kind of really fun and joyful in an absurd way, but also had a whole bunch of politics bubbling under the surface that basically were kind of allegories for more contemporary themes and issues. So, yeah, it's a little difficult to talk about without giving too much away, I think.
No, of course, we don't want to give too much away for people who haven't seen the film. We see a dynamic between Punch and two prominent female characters in the film. One is Judy, mm-hmm. and another emerges much more prominently later in the movie. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little about the approach that you took with his interactions with these two characters and how it informed the film and the significance of those strands for the movie?
Right. To speak to that, maybe I need to kind of speak to Punch's character in general, which is kind of really interested in creating this big kind of hopefully complex psychotic narcissist who views his own self-importance in maybe a different way than we do as an audience, and it sort of doesn't matter to him who his creative partner or life partner is. He barrels through in a way that maybe evidence of his overinflated ego and narcissistic behaviour.
Now, you mentioned the Punch character, Australia's own Damon Herriman. Also, Judy is played by Australia's own Mia Wasikowska. Can you tell us a little bit about working with the performers and bringing the story to life?
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, I adore those guys, both of them equally. They're really both such wonderful actors, and they're very, very different as well. I've known Damon for quite a long time. We've worked together as actors before. And Mia, I met about a year before we got the movie up, and we became close in the process of financing the movie and then during the shoot. And they're both fantastic, but, yeah, really, really different. Damon... we're obviously really familiar with his work. He's done so much here and in the States, and he's got a bunch of really interesting things coming out at the moment in America. And I sort of always think of him as, like, in a way, one of our country's most underrated actors. I know that for people who know him, he's not underrated at all, but he kind of is constantly delivering these really fantastic, kind of really strong character performances, and he's working constantly all the time. And then Mia's had an amazing career. I mean, she started off so young and has had this kind of incredible trajectory and worked with amazing directors and done a lot of really great work. And she's really keen to spend more time back here in Australia. She's also a director and a really great director. She's made a couple of fantastic shorts. And I think Mia was really looking for something that she could do here, something that she felt excited by, that she wants to spend more time at home, basically. So I was really lucky to connect with her at that particular point for her when she was really seeking out projects here in Australia. And I'm really blessed to have both of them. They're both so great, and they took those characters into wonderful, fine places, and they were both a pleasure to work with. I mean, they're both really easy actors to work with. They're fun and open, and they offer things up, and yeah, it was a pleasure working with both of them.
Now, it was filmed in Australia and funded by Australian state funding bodies. Can you tell us a little about the experience of shooting and getting this whole film together down under?
Yeah, well, Screen Australia were very supportive, and the state funding bodies as well, Screen New South Wales and Film Vic. But the bulk of our money came from the state, from Vice. So originally, when I was talking to Vice about it, we didn't imagine we'd shoot the film in Australia. We imagined we'd shoot it somewhere probably in Eastern Europe. And then we started looking at Australia as an option because of that support from Screen Oz and the funding bodies, and obviously producers offsets and all that sort of stuff. And it made sense to try and make it work here. So I was a little bit skeptical because I wasn't sure whether we could find the right locations to give the film the visual look that I had imagined. And really, it was when we stumbled upon Montsalvat, this artist community in Eltham, just outside of Melbourne, that I realised, because a large portion of the film takes place in a town, in a 17th century town, and obviously we don't have a whole lot of them in Australia.
No.
So when we found Montsalvat, I sort of thought, oh, okay, this is maybe possible. And I mean, it's very much a world-building film. We break period rules all over the place. It's not a stuffy period film by any measure. So there's something about the kind of really interesting architectural chaos of Montsalvat that felt like it made absolute sense for the movie. And so then we built out locations based on that, and we found a lot of our other locations around the Dandenongs in Victoria, and we even shot a little bit in Melbourne, inner city Melbourne. We shot in Collingwood, and we did a few days on sound stages in the Docklands. So it worked out really well, and I'm really very happy with how the film looks, and surprised that we were able to pull it off in Australia.
Now, the film has its screening again later this week. It's had its Australian premiere. Audiences will see it soon, and when it will get a general release. What are you hoping Australian audiences will take away from Judy and Punch?
I really hope they like it. I mean, I think and I hope it's a little bit different from what we're used to in Australian films. It's a bold, weird, interesting movie, and I'm really keen to hear how audiences are going to respond to it. I hope they enjoy it, and I hope they have fun watching it.
Well, it's screening Thursday night at the Round of Grits at 6:30 p.m. It's your last chance to catch it during the Sydney Film Festival. Mira, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Lovely to talk to you.